It is Game Night with Matt Perrault. We're live in Las Vegas, and let's head to the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Talk a little Josh Norman with Brody Logan from Fox 5 in D.C. Brody, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the time tonight. All right, let's jump right into this. And what is your reaction? What is your opinion on the fact that, well, you work for a Fox affiliate, so here is Fox signing on to Josh Norman. I think you'll get great content, but the team had no idea he was going to do it. What's your read on what your new cornerback is doing?
Well, first off, yes, as a company man, as a Fox man, I am welcoming Josh Norman to the team. But it's interesting that in the press conference, when it seemed that Jay Gruden knew nothing about this, but it came out today that Bruce Allen, who is the president of the team, he approves all media for the team, and he apparently approved this back in the spring. So this was not a surprise. This is the first time that it was leaked to the general public. So maybe Jay Gruden forgot about it. I have to think that he somehow knew about it beforehand. But it was interesting. I talked to Josh Norman about this yesterday, and he says this is all being blown out of proportion, that honestly, it's his time. When he's on his time, he can do what he wants. He shouldn't even have to tell his employer, which was a pretty frank way for him to say it. But he's basically saying, this is my time. I want to do media. I want to get myself out there, maybe set myself up for something after football. I shouldn't have to tell you guys.
What's crazy about that comment is, well, NFL players, they can't do whatever they want on their free time. They can't play basketball. They can't go and do other things where they could get a non-football injury. So they can't just do whatever they want. I kind of understand his point as to, I'm my own man and I can do what I want. But, I mean, you work for a company. I work for a company. We can't just do whatever we want. Our employers have to kind of have an idea. But I guess if the Redskins went ahead and approved this, and from a fan perspective, does that kind of make this a moot point?
I think that, just for the record, my employer has no idea I'm doing this. So, no, but I think it might be a moot point. But it's also one of those things. Until today, we didn't really have the details on how this would work. And it seemed when I asked Josh Norman about it yesterday, I was trying to get answers as to kind of the machinations of how is this actually going to work. Like, are you going to be live in studio on the day of the game? But it seems pretty much he's going to be doing stuff throughout the week on off days. They'll send a crew to his house to talk about the week's games, and then it'll be pre-taped. So it won't be anything on the day of the game. He said he will not be shooting anything on Sunday, which really kind of you get a sigh of relief on that, because regardless if he wants to do it or not, you would think that's going to intrude somewhat on game day prep if he's going to be doing media obligations on the day of.
Brody Logan, Fox 5 in D.C., joining us here on Game Night with Matt Perrault. The only thing I've got, the only question I've got, and I know that stories are done all the time, feature stories are done with guys where, you know, crews go in, you guys have done it, I'm sure, you go into a locker room and you sit down with a player and you talk about a topic. It's the consistency of it that I'm wondering, and we know that Josh likes to talk. So if he's breaking down a wide receiver, or he's talking about a game plan, or he says something that's a little bit inflammatory, doesn't this kind of have the potential to get him in a little hot water?
Definitely. I think anytime you give Josh Norman a microphone or put him in front of a camera, you have a chance to get him in some hot water. That's just the way he is. He is that brash type of personality that, honestly, I don't think he cares what people think about him. Now, the other thing I would be worried about with this is if he's giving up any trade secrets. He does like to talk. He is a personality. So if he's there, and the way he put it, he said, I'm just going to be regurgitating what I know. It's football. I've known it since I was a little kid. I'm going to be talking X's and O's, and this is what I love and what I know. But if that's the case, how much is he going to be giving away about that week's game plan looking ahead to the next week, where the other team could look and say, oh, interesting, Josh Norman said they're going to be playing us this way. Let's adjust things.
Talk about dysfunction for a second, because what if Bruce Allen knew and did not tell his head coach, Jay Gruden, this is going to happen? Doesn't that show some dysfunction?
The Washington Post came out and said today that this was approved by the team back in the spring. So I think it's also on them to inform Jay Gruden. And Jay, he's one of those guys, when he gets into the press conference, he's an affable guy. He's a funny guy. He kind of likes to play to the reporters. And when this question was asked, and you could see it on his face, it obviously didn't come to him right away. Now, whether he probably didn't know genuinely, but he did play it up a bit. Like, that's good to know. I don't think he sees it as big of a problem as it kind of came off to be, because that's just Jay Gruden's personality. He likes to play to the cameras. He likes to play to the reporters, have a little fun. I just think it's something we're blowing up to be bigger than it is. Josh Norman definitely thinks that. He said, every time I do anything, it's blown out of proportion, which he might be giving himself a little too much credit. but we'll see. I mean, if this is something that becomes a distraction during the season, the Redskins are going to shut it down.
Yeah.
It'll be one of those things. Or if they see something that he says or does on the pregame show that they don't like, they're going to shut it down. One thing I've noticed with the Redskins is that they will let someone be a personality for only so long until it becomes detrimental, they feel, into the image of the team, and they will shut him down. They will tell him to stop doing that. They've done it in the past, and if someone is out there, they like him getting out doing media. It's always good to have a personality on the team, but when it becomes a detrimental thing, the Redskins are not shy to just say, okay, he's not doing any more media.
Well, Brody, you mentioned that this is, you know, the team's choice to allow him to do it, but Josh, you talked to him yesterday, and he says, it's my time. Is that a brewing controversy pending if the team did want to shut it down?
I think it would be, but that's also a case, I would hope, the Redskins knew what they got when they signed Josh Norman. They knew they were getting a great player, and they were also getting an outgoing personality, and maybe someone who's going to butt heads, not just with other players, but with his own team. And they had to know that stuff like this was in the works. And he has aspirations beyond just football. And you know what? I tip my cap to him in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
Every player never knows if the next – they don't have guaranteed contracts as much as he signed for. So something could happen tomorrow that ends his career. If he's able to use his personality to make some money outside of football, to make a career for himself beyond football, no one should stop him from doing that.
Hmm. Brody Logan, Fox 5 is our guest. Let's ask a big picture. You know, what are your expectations out of this team this year? I mean, how much of a step forward do you expect them to take after last year's success?
I think if they can come close to mirroring last year's success, it'll be a huge step forward for this team.
Hmm.
They took advantage of a weakened division, and the fact that they had a quarterback have an amazing year. I think just lost in the shuffle of the years guys like Cam Newton and everyone else had in the league. If it weren't for, say, a Cam Newton or a few of the other quarterbacks, you would have been talking about Kirk Cousins as league MVP. The second half of last season, he was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He's so efficient. He's so good with the ball. He set multiple Redskins team records in that one season. Now, he has another year. He's on the franchise tag where he gets to basically prove himself for that next contract. He sets his own number. I actually talked to GM Scott McLuhan yesterday, and he said that. He said, I talked to Kirk Cousins and said, if you play well for us, you will get paid. And so Kirk Cousins knows the type of money, that Andrew Luck-type money, is dangling out there. And so if he continues to progress, if he steps up his game, it's only going to be good for him and for the team in the long run. But the problem is, you know, Tony Romo's back. The Giants aren't going to be as bad as they were. The Eagles aren't going to be as bad as they were. So the division is getting back up to par. It'll be interesting to see how the Redskins step up to that challenge.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see how that team performs. But the addition of Josh Norman, maybe helping that defense out. How many wins? What's the over-under for the Redskins in your mind, Brody?
I'm giving them 8-8. I think that would be a great season for this team. Now, they, you know, compared to last year, yeah, I mean, just on paper, it's worse, but they're facing a much tougher division, presumably, if everyone stays healthy, and they're facing a tougher schedule outside of the division. So I think 8-8 and maybe squeaking into the playoffs would be a great season for this team.
He is Brody Logan. You can follow him on Twitter, at Brody Logan, Fox 5 in D.C., sports anchor reporter. Brody, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
That's Brody Logan on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line here on Game Night with Matt Perrault. More to come live in Vegas here on SB Nation Radio.